The Cub Central Don Baylor Show on Radio 720 WGN is brought to you by Chicago Cornea Consultants, Walgreens, by Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and by Square D.
Hi, everybody. Ron Santer here on opening day in Togo, Japan, with the manager of Chicago Cubs, Don Baylor. Donnie, 19 years in the big leagues. I know you've played in Japan. Are you kind of surprised? Do you ever think this day would ever come that you'd be managing and we'd be playing opening day in Tokyo, Japan?
No. When I first came over here in 1977 as a young player, I really never thought it was even in anybody's vocabulary about opening a Major League Baseball season in Japan. And I tell you what, I'm honored to be a part of that. Because, you know, the one thing about this, no one else can be number one except us, you know. So all my players are excited about it. The jet lag is over with. You know, they've shopped till they drop, pretty much. The wives have had a great time. The players have had a great time. Okay, now let's get on to business, which is opening day. And opening day to me has always been special. And this year, it's away from home. Something that Al Kaline told me a long time ago as a young player about the nerves of opening day. Is if you get that one base hit up the middle, you got it out of the way right then and there. And same thing as a manager, I get that number one out of the way. Because if not, you know, you and I played. If you don't get one the first day, then the second day, you don't get one, all of a sudden you 0-for-8, you know, and I like to get that number one out of the way first.
I think it's really important this year, too, that we get off to a good start. The ball club, we played two games against Japanese teams. We didn't play a real good ball game. Our first ball game, it looked like a little jet lag, but second game came from behind Buford with the big home run, and what a catch he made in center field.
I tell you, he brought us from the brink of defeat. You know, we were just kind of staring it in the face, but guys knew they had six outs left, and they were just going to keep grinding until the last out, and that's what we're going to have to do. We're not going to blow away a lot of people, so we had to play smart. We had to play and execute, and, you know, we got a bunt, we got a hit and run, we got to do all those little things. We made a blunder on the bases. With Brock in there, I think he had a little rookie-itis, you know. He wanted to do some things. And somebody talked about saving face. You know what it is? It's about competing, and it's about know where you play in the world. It's about competing. Whoever the competition is, if it's the Japanese, or if it's the Australians, or whoever the heck it is. And you like to win, especially when you're on foreign soil, you know, because everybody looks at American baseball as the best. And we just didn't want to lose yesterday, and we refused to. And Buford came through with a big hit for us. He ran a ball down in center field. I thought he had no chance of making it. And, so it was a great game all the way around.
Sure was, and we're about ready to open up here. And speaking of Derek Brock, who made this ball club, you're down 25 now, right?
Yeah, we are. You know, Andy McPhail talked about Terry Brock has never signed a white copy. And you and I know that that's when you finally made it to the big leagues. You know, you're on the major league roster. So it was real nice to see some young guys getting their first shot. You know, Oscar Acosta, he's been uptight for about 3 days. He forgot to leave his wife a ticket the other day. So that's the first thing I reminded him when he first got here today. So there's a lot of guys doing this for the first time. So it's nice.
Well, let's go get this first one.
I'm looking forward to it. Let's get it out of the way. Thanks.
That was Don Baylor, the fine manager of Chicago Cubs. And Patton, I'll be right back with more.